Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Billingham. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham bunts in front of the plate. Dyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Boswell covering, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The throw from Plummer and he is out, Chaney applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke is hit by the pitch. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Plummer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Menke moves to third. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0 for 1 in the game. Billingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Rose reaches third base with a triple. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 2 in the game. McAndrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Billingham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Olander pinch hits for Jack Billingham. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Garrett. Dyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 3 in the game. McAndrew bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 3 in the game. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bench moves to third. Tug McGraw now pitching. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Hal McRae pinch hits for Darryl Chaney. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.